I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I'm really excited about tonight's show because it's going to be about our extraterrestrial heritage, our DNA, activating strands of DNA, and I think you'll find a few new wrinkles and new bits of information in this program. And I'd also like to suggest to our listeners, especially if you're new to ET Yoga, that you might want to grab a paper and pencil because I'm going to be giving lots of websites and places where you can do some further research about the topics that we'll be discussing tonight, and also lots of YouTube video information where you can actually get some hands-on practice with some of the techniques related to DNA activation. But before we do that, we'll kick off the show in the usual manner with the Hari Om mantra from Sweet Swami Sachidananda.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Om. Om Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om.
Hari
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Om Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari.
Integral Yoga Institutes, and that clip comes from back in the mid-1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Now, with respect to the topic at hand for this evening, and I'm going to start off talking a little bit about extraterrestrial heritage, because to my way of thinking, extraterrestrial heritage kind of comes in a couple of different forms and flavors. First, I guess, would be a heritage would be kind of like where you came from. And clearly the human species came from the Lyra Vega constellations. And we know this through multiple sources. And another form of extraterrestrial heritage, I believe, could come in the form of archaeological finds, such as the Zechariah Sitchin material in the Sumerian tablets, all the way to the holographic history of Earth that was found in the Buzej Mountains of Romania underneath the rock Sphinx. And another area of our extraterrestrial heritage is basically who we are. And what makes this up is our consciousness and our strands of DNA. So in point of fact, for those looking for a link between how you are affected by your extraterrestrial heritage, well, your DNA is your spiritual heritage and extraterrestrial heritage, and clearly affects all of us. In fact, found some interesting information from Bashar. If you don't know about Bashar, information can be found at bashar.org. He's when he first started channeling from us, he was Esasani, but since then his civilization has moved up a dimension, and they're now called the Shakani. And Bashar makes it a real amazing point, and I'll quote from him. As a physical being, you are not a human. You're not a female or a male. You are a DNA strand. That's what physical consciousness is. That's how it expresses itself in a physical modality. So all of you are strands of DNA. So DNA is not something your body contains. It is what you are as a physical being. Consciousness expresses itself first in physical reality as DNA. Then the DNA beings you are physically extend themselves into the idea of the physical vehicle you call a body. So, wow. I guess that's a pretty good connection to your DNA and who you are and how it affects you. And in kind of a larger picture, I would like to state that on ET Yoga, we use the word yoga with the meaning of union, that the word yoga means union. It means union of you and your higher self. And certainly the whole idea of ET yoga is all about self-realization of this union. And to my way of thinking, belief is certainly at a cornerstone in this whole process, because I believe what you believe is. And second, clearly all our DNA strands are part of who we are, and as we add different levels of DNA strands, we become more of who we are. And there seems to be quite a lot of mystery, actually, concerning the DNA strands and exactly where we get them from. And I know that there we do have some clues that I was able to hunt down. For one thing, Simon Parks mentions that there are strands of DNA, at least one strand of our DNA was given by the Lyrans, and he says that's the sixth strand, and that each strand represents one level of consciousness or dimension and corresponds to the 12 chakras. And I think that that's a very, very, very important connection. This whole idea of connecting to the whole chakra system. And Archangel Michael actually has a chart that connects the strands of DNA to the dimensions. And on his chart, first, second, and third dimensions are connected with two strands of DNA. The fourth and fifth dimensions, four strands. The sixth and seventh dimensions, six strands. The eighth and ninth dimensions, eight strands. The tenth and eleventh dimensions, 10 strands. And the 12th dimension is 12 strands of DNA. And many of us are familiar with the concept that science is telling us that we have two strands of DNA and that, I don't know, something like 70 or 90% of the rest of it is all junk DNA. Well, as Bashar would say, there's no such thing as junk DNA. And this information and the junk DNA contains lots of information, according to Bashar, that, you know, relates to everything from our entire history as a consciousness, our previous lifetimes, our previous connections with our star family, etc. And clearly, if the theory is correct that each strand was given to us by a particular extraterrestrial civilization, then that truly is our star family. Now, it gets a little bit confusing when we throw in some information that we get from Alex Collier, an Andromedan contactee, who says that we actually have a composition of 22 different extraterrestrial civilizations have contributed to our 12-strand DNA. So maybe there's not necessarily one strand for, you know, only 12. Maybe there's some mixing in there. I don't know anybody who actually has all that information, and if anybody in our listening audience knows where they can connect that information with matching up each of the 12 strands with a particular extraterrestrial civilization, I'd be very interested to hear that. In my own research, I've been able to find, as I mentioned, the Simon Parks, who talks about the sixth strand being given to us from the Lyrans. We also, from Patricia Corey's books, Channeling the Syrians, talks about that we've received DNA from the Pleiadians and the Syrians. I would assume that the Arcturians are likely in there someplace, as well as the Andromedans, but I've never been able to really pinpoint information on that. We do have some information from Dan Winter that he believes that the Patal or 12th dimensional DNA was slipped into the human DNA. And so that's another likely possibility, as well as some reptilian. I use that term with respect to the fact that although most of the PR for reptilians is probably more on the negative side because of the experience with the Alpha Draconian and their influence on Earth and Earth history, however, there's lots of positive Alpha Draconians too. So it's not like you can throw a label over an entire race. Every race, just like if it was humans that we have our positive and negative influences among our own species. And no doubt, we carry some reptilian DNA. So, but if anybody in our audience has more information on that, I appreciate they contact me at my email address, which is paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And I'm also open to suggestions concerning program content. And so I much appreciate those people who do take the time to email me with information, and nothing that makes my day more than hearing about your successes using techniques or ideas that you heard on the show. Now, back to the story about the DNA. There's also been a lot of recent research done in Russia, and in particular, the researcher Garajev, and that's G-A-R-A-J-E-V, and his work states that it is entirely normal and natural for our DNA to react to language. Our body is programmable by language, words, and thoughts. And, of course, the frequency has to be correct. And this is why not everybody is equally successful or can do it with always the same strength. The individual person must work with the inner processes and development in order to establish a conscious communication with the DNA. But I think the important part of his research is that he's found that words do have an influence on our DNA. And I think this is really huge, because the more people that start thinking about consciously connecting with their not-so-connected DNA, the more rapidly that they will advance. And according to Patricia Corey, the Anunnaki intervened genetically in Homo sapiens to disconnect 10 of the 12 strands of DNA and make humanity its consciousness slave, trapped in duality. And when its 12-strand DNA are activated, Homo sapiens are in a Christ consciousness, unity consciousness state. The Anunnaki also effectively quarantined Earth by building an electronic grid around it, a condition that continues to this day. And according to Corey, in 97,200 BC, planet X was in one of its orbits near Earth, and that's when the Anunnaki began its interference with Homo sapiens' 12-strand DNA light being experiment. And she also states that the original blueprint was the result of a consortium or council of advanced, intelligent, upper-dimensional, extraterrestrial, and interdimensional civilizations, including Pleiadians and Syrians. And I find her books to be quite interesting. My favorite one is No More Secrets, No More Lies. And I'll be making some reference to that a little bit later in the show when I'm pointing out some different ways that you could go about activating your disconnected DNA. And from another website called the humansarefree.com, we get some information concerning signs of spiritual progress. And one of those is the thirst for clean water. And they state that your body will be working with a greater number of electromagnetic connections and needs to be properly hydrated to ensure clear, strong communication between you and your spirit guides. Another sign would be a hunger for pure food. Your cravings for food will change effortlessly to that which is more pure and has a greater nutritional content, such as organic and raw foods. It should also notice greater health, more inner peace, greater energy, and the activation of each extra DNA strand is a reconnection to your true divine self. Another identifiable sign of spiritual progress would be a greater feeling of connection to all living things and a connection to other dimensions. And from Teal Scott, we get information that one of the things that she found that was common with spiritual masters is their diet. And all of them were vegetarians or vegan. And actually, according to Patricia Corey in No More Secrets, No More Lies, she's the Syrian state that after six strands of DNA are activated, you'll lose your desire to eat meat. And the original human being had 12 strands of DNA actively working and maintaining the full function of the human as a spiritual being. So there's clearly the connection here between our DNA and our consciousness. And with our over-preoccupation with left-brain thinking and closing down our heart centers, those extra DNA strands have been lost. And the consequence of this loss, or that we live in a spiritually deficient society, and our intuitive and healing abilities have been hugely reduced. It's also resulted in us only accessing and using a very small part of our brains. Now, that's an interesting topic in itself, because most of us are under the common belief that we use, you know, approximately, I've heard of 5%, 10% of our brains. And Bashar has an interesting take on that. He says, although that might be the common way that people think, Bashar says that we use 100% of our brains to make it seem like we're only using 10%. Now, that's an interesting statement to get your head wrapped around. I'll repeat it. He says that we're using 100% of our brains to make it seem like we're only using 10%. And I find that's quite intriguing. In fact, you can make the same statement, I think, if you grasp that one to how all the DNA strands work. We kind of believe that we don't have access to them, but in point of fact, we do. And certainly some of that research by the Russian Gerezhev proves that our own intentions and words and thoughts affect our DNA, and we can connect with that DNA. And one of the most exciting aspects of our evolutionary process is the retooling of our DNA. The cosmic light-encoded rays that our Creator has blessed us with. And as the light-encoded filaments are absorbed into our brains, our scattered DNA is being activated and reformed into new helixes or strands of DNA and being reordered into bundles. And as this rebundling and reordering process, we create a more evolved nervous system that facilitates new information and also data to move into our consciousness. And many of our dormant brain cells are being awakened, and we are being able to access our full body potential. As our bodies fill with more light, so our memories are opened and we evolve as our DNA evolves into conscious, multidimensional beings. Our 12 strands of DNA activate our 12 chakras, and these chakra points are energy doorways through which we access our spiritual heritage. The 12 strands of DNA serve as links through the 12 chakras to the energy web outside our bodies. The 12 chakras act as energetic doorways into our body, connecting us to the vital forces of existence. And it is through opening and activating these portals of energy that we can truly begin to know ourselves. as all 12 strands of DNA are now forming, whatever issues we have not dealt with and peacefully cleared in our personal history will create chaos. Feelings and memories are emerging, offering us an opportunity to experience the fabric of our being and revealing who we are through the events and beliefs that we intricately have woven into us. And our task is to awaken, activate, and unite all 12, creating the spinning of the 12. And this spinning of the 12 strands of DNA and the 12 chakra points will draw to us energies that will intermingle and move throughout our beings, activating and awakening the many different aspects of ourselves. Our 12 chakras are collections of energy where events can emerge, and they hold memory and identify, and each corresponds to a strand of DNA. And these 12 energy centers must be accessed from within, where we can feel the data corresponding with and translating our experiences within the context of our minds. And here's some suggestions with respect to some basics for the pineal detox. And first is that mercury is poison to the pineal gland, and mercury tooth fillings are pineal toxins. All medical vaccines are mercury tainted. And the bigger the fish, the higher the concentration of mercury in its body tissue. Mercury can be removed from the body by the daily use of chlorella, wheatgrass, and spirulina. And cilantro herbs taken daily can help remove mercury from the brain tissues. Another issue would be fluoride. And it's in toothpaste and a lot of tap water, and it calcifies the pineal and basically shuts it down. A good thing to do would be to eat organic foods, because organic healthy food is supportive. Meat is not. Alcohol and smoking, not good. With respect to heart healing, Dr. Pete Peterson recommended skatefish oil as the best antioxidant on the planet, and that could totally prevent heart disease. Raw chocolate is seen as raw cacao is a pineal stimulant, and other toxins that are not good are artificial sweeteners, processing or processed sugar, deodorants, cleaning chemicals, and air fresheners. Just some things to keep in mind. Now, moving on to the activation of DNA strands, I'd like to mention from Theta Healing that they state that there's three ways DNA can be activated. One, from the Earth Schumann waves, that will activate it. Second, group conscience, after enough people have been activated. Or third, you or someone else can activate it. It doesn't happen by accident, and you don't jump from two strands to 12 overnight. Within the pineal gland is what is called the master cell. It is this cell that is the operation center for all the other cells in the body. The master cell is the beginning point of healing for many of the functions that the body performs. And within this master cell is the chromosomes of DNA that is the heart of the DNA activation. Inside the master cell is a tiny universe all its own that is a master key to our function. It runs everything in the body from the color of our hair to the way we wiggle our feet. All parts of the body are controlled by the program in the chromosomes and the DNA inside the master cell. And it's the master cell, also inside it, is the youth and vitality chromosomes. The youth and vitality chromosomes are called the chronos and maintains track of the seconds, minutes, and hours of the day for the body. The youth and vitality chromosomes contain memory materials that are called shadow strands. And they relate also to what's called the laws of time, When the command is made that the activation is done, the Creator shows you the process in a version that your mind can accept. The second, you are into the Master Self, you are bending the laws of time. The work that you are doing takes place in a fraction of a second, so for you to actually see it, your brain has to slow it down to visualize it from where it has already happened. Before it is registered in the brain, all you have to say to visualize it is, Creator, show me. And activation of the youth and vitality chromosomes command process, and they give a process. In part one, you ground and center yourself in your heart and visualize going down in the Mother Earth, which is part of all that is. Two, visualize bringing up the energy through your feet, opening up all of your chakras as you go, and you go up out of your crown, out to the universe. Three, you go beyond the universe, past the white lights, past the dark light, past the white light, past jelly-like substances, that is the laws, into a pearly, indescent white light, into the seventh plane of existence. Fourth step, in silence, make the command. Creator of all that is, it is commanded that the activation of the youth and vitality chromosomes take place on this day. Thank you, it is done, it is done, it is done. Then show me the Master Self in the pineal gland. Then you would be able to observe. Step five, observe the virtual DNA strands in pairs on top of each other with the telomere cap at the ends. Sometimes this happens so fast you may have to ask the Creator for a replay later. And sixth, as soon as you see the process is finished, rinse yourself off and put yourself back into your space. Go into the earth and pull the energy up through all your chakras to your crown chakra and make an energy break. They next talk about the mitochondria. In the second process, we are now activating mitochondria as well, which accelerates the process. When you make the command of, and I quote, it is commanded that the remaining chromosomes be activated, unquote, the mitochondria of the cell is awakened as well. Mitochondria possess their own genetic material and the machinery to manufacture their own RNA and protein. The 46 chromosomes in the cell nucleus is the blueprint, but the mitochondria holds the energy, the ATP, that makes it all function. And they give an activation process for the remaining chromosomes. So this is part two. First, you center yourself in your heart and visualize going down into Mother Earth, which is part of all that is. Second, visualize bringing up the energy through your feet, opening each chakra to the crown chakra in a beautiful ball of light, and go out into the universe. Three, go beyond the universe, past the white lights, past the dark light, past the white light, past the jelly-like substance that is the laws, into a pearly, indescent white light, into the seventh plane of existence. Step four, in silence, make the command. Creator of all that is, it is commanded that the remaining chromosomes be activated. Thank you, it is done, it is done, it is done. Show me the Master Cell in the pineal gland. And the fifth step, as soon as you envision the process is finished, rinse yourself off and imagine your energy coming back into your space, go into the earth, and pull the earth energy up through all your chakras to the crown chakra. They also make note of the fact that words become reality. The one thing found to be consistent with the activation is that the likelihood of the spoken word and strong thoughts becoming reality increase dramatically after the activation is done. Once the activation begins to take effect, it is important to stay positive and affirm that you have abundance coming into your life. Do not affirm lack in your life, because after the activation, the words and thoughts will be 10 times more powerful. Words and thoughts must be focused in the right direction. When you are working with the energetic DNA, the negative aspects of your life will begin to be replaced with positive aspects. They also make note of the company that you keep. The activation brings a person to a higher spiritual vibration. Your family and friends may not be on the same vibrational level. The activation increases our awareness of the negative influences of others. If you have an accurate if you have an associate or friend that is not for your highest and best good, you will easily and gently gravitate away from them. If you are in an unhappy relationship, you will remove yourself from the relationship or make it better. And once the activation is done within yourself, it should be done on your spouse, because your dual spiritual vibration needs to accelerate together, or you may choose to be apart. It is possible that the activation will happen by sleeping with your spouse. This is because cells talk to cells, but you must be patient, as this will probably take several months. Most people experience a slight cleansing with cold-like symptoms after the DNA activation, and some people ache all over. They suggest a remedy is that they take a little calcium and perhaps a little chelated zinc. And also, with respect to DNA activation, I think that one in particular relates a lot to the Garagev research that talks about intention and your own thoughts and words connecting and making connection with consciously with your DNA certainly lends itself to that technique. Now, I've located several other places where you might like to go to activate your DNA strands. And one of those is actually from the Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies. And in there she has a technique. You probably need to purchase the book to really go into all the detail. I've done the technique. It's quite effective. You deal with a golden tetrahedron that spins over your pineal gland while you're in a prone position. And it's the technique is to connect three strands of DNA. And as I understand it, actually the fourth strand's not really in the third dimension, so it's more etherical anyway. Another interesting one, and this is a YouTube, and it's from Pleiadian Delegate. Delegate, that's D-E-L-E-G-A-T-E, Delegate, 12-strand DNA activation. It's on YouTube. So that's Pleiadian Delegate, 12-strand DNA activation. Another one that's on YouTube is Arcturian, 12-strand DNA activation. And that's from Martina Shepherd and Travis Silent Star. So that's Arcturian, 12-strand DNA activation. Another one, would be from the Pleiadians, and it's actually Anita Melchizedek, and it's called DNA Activation New Earth Center. DNA Activation New Earth Center. That's Anita Melchizedek. And that's really a good one. It's got amazing music, and the video presentation on YouTube is quite impressive. I should also point out that there's another really excellent meditation from Children of the Sun, and it's called DNA Code Activation. And that's Children of the Sun, DNA Code Activation. And this one deals specifically with commands to the body elemental and relates to activating your perfect blueprint, and also deals with non-aging. And, of course, there's the Pleiadian Pillar of Light and spinning techniques. And certainly, that's always been my favorite. And the whole idea there is, I would say go to my website, etyoga.com, and go to the products called Techniques, and you can learn the Pleiadian Pillar of Light and spinning technique from my website. And according to Solara Anra, the easiest way to reconnect to DNA strands is to focus on the 12 chakras and visualize them spinning in unison. Even more effective is to do this while spinning to the right. And that's with reference to the Pleiadian spinning technique. And in that particular technique, you do 33 spins at a time, and you work up to 99 spins per day. And you're not able to expand without a true ground and connection with your mother planet, and she works in synchronization with the higher forces. And spinning to the right while focusing on the 12 chakras is their suggestion, is the easiest way to reconnect DNA strands. And they also, I'm going to give a YouTube. Now, this is the new version of the Pillar of Light as well that relates to activating DNA. And it's called the Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A, Solara on Ra. And in that particular meditation, they use the seven chakras inside the body. They use five outside, and there's three above and two below. And the three above are the higher self portal, the soul star portal, and the cosmic star portal. Those are the three above. And the two below are the Gaia portal and the Earth star portal. So that's a very, very, very interesting one, and I think it's really well done. So you've got lots of possibilities there with respect to choices around activating your DNA. And related to that information is that, and this is from the Pleiadians, that these chakras are information centers or vortexes that once activated begin to spin. And when they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. Spinning tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra systems inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you interpret and receive data. And I think that's really, really, really important, this whole idea of doing the Pillar of Light and the spinning techniques. And in fact, from Bringers of the Dawn, which was one of my favorites from years past, I quote from the Pleiadians, "Let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. Consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. It is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I be well provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience in life be given to me in great abundance, and that I pass this great abundance on and share it with others." They all then suggest to do the Pillar of Light and spinning techniques. And they also suggest lots of pure water And they say that it's very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. And I might add that at my website, etyoga.com, under the techniques information, are several meditation techniques, including the XYZ Bashar one that we give at the end of the show. There's also the Who Am I technique from Sri Ramana Maharshi. There's the Merkaba meditation. You get the Pillar of Light meditation, as well as the instructions for the spinning techniques, and also from Sri Swami Satchidananda, a complete pranayama or breathing program, and it only takes maybe 20 minutes a day to do that program, and it's quite clearly explained in that product at my website, etyoga.com. So it's all there, and it's all available. So we've got lots of interesting possibilities, and I think taking a page from Bashar, when he talks about which meditation techniques are the best or the most powerful, the way he views it is the same way I view it, that these are basically valid permission slips. And the ones that work for you are keyed to your imagination. And so the ones you're most attracted to are the ones that are going to work. And to my way of thinking, the same holds true with these DNA activation possibilities. You know, I've listed, you know, half a dozen or so different places. Also, if I was going a bit fast for you with respect to the process that was given with respect to activating your DNA, you can always go back to the archives in at BBS Radio. And the easiest way to do that, I think, is go to my website, etyoga.com, and on the very front page, you'll see Radio Archives in big letters. Just click on that, one click, and bang, takes you right into tonight's show. And you'll look under July 18th, and it should be up sometime tomorrow, late tomorrow or Monday at the latest. And you'll be able to go through the program at your leisure and pick up any information that you might have missed. There's no possible way on a one-hour radio show that I can, you know, go slow enough for everybody to make proper notes. But I think that's really good advice from Bashar, that all these techniques, they're permission slips, and the ones you believe in are the ones that are going to work. And we're all different, so we've all got different ways of keying into information. And I ran across, I don't even know where it came from, the information that apparently even in flying a UFO, that that a human being with human DNA can actually fly it faster. And it's related to time travel, and also in obviously in traversing the galaxy. So we have some obviously amazing we have amazing DNA. There's no question about that, and it's why there's so much interest in us and in our current challenges, because we were originally intended to be absolutely amazing beings. And it's only a question, as somebody said, it's kind of like a hairdryer. It works great, but we're kind of like a hairdryer that's not been plugged in. And once you're plugged in, man, it works fabulous. So I hope that you'll be inspired after hearing tonight's program to look more closely into this whole process of activating your DNA. And certainly making all these connections between your chakras and levels of consciousness and levels of dimensions, because the connections are clearly there. And it also reflects directly to our extraterrestrial heritage, and also to our birthright, if the truth be known. And clearly, another important aspect of all of this is certainly surrounds health. And our first priority is to take care of the body and to try to take into the body as much proper nutrition as we can possibly handle. We can see all around us that so many people have some major health issues. And I'd like to reiterate Bashar's basics of good health. Number one, pure water. Number two, plenty of oxygenation, which relates to like breathing programs or pranayams, yoga breathing programs, or even being out into nature, but definitely getting good oxygen, not just air-conditioned air. Three, plenty of exercise. Four, eliminating stress. Five, lightening up the diet, which is his way of saying get off the meat. And six, thorough body detox. And those are his basics of the foundation of health. And certainly back 20, 30 years ago, I wasn't very interested in detox. But I've since learned differently. I now view it like changing the oil in your car. Like once a year, you should do a thorough detox, try to get these metals out of the system. They're definitely cause problems. And a great way to do that, too, very cheaply, is through the use of bentonite clay. And you can buy like 2 pounds of it for about $10. And bentonite clay has been effective for many people in assisting those people with autism as well. Coconut oil, highly recommend that for people with Alzheimer's, because as the Pleiadians have pointed out, it's harder and harder in these times to be born in a healthy body and to leave here with your brain intact. So all this, the combinations of chemtrails and fluoridated water and fracking and GMO'd foods, toxicities in vaccines, when you add them all together, they magnify each other and creates effect and a very negative effect on human beings and their health. And there's ways to counter pretty much all of that. So, you know, do your research, make your body your number one priority with respect to everything that's happening around you. And also keep in mind this connection between our conscious thoughts and intentions and the body responding. And that's how it's been set up. So it's my pleasure to present some ideas on tonight's program, all surrounding this whole concept of connecting DNA and DNA strands and expanding on our extraterrestrial heritage. And I'd also like to wish each and every one of you my sincere best in your success on utilizing any of the techniques you find on my website, and certainly your success in finding full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, in our normal manner, I'd now like to ask the guys in the booth to play Bashar's extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.